In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Jared Freed. Wow. This show, I can't get over how many people listen.
It's amazing.
Like, people are into it in a way that I don't even understand.
Yeah. And today, this episode comes out on 4th of July.
Happy 4th. Happy America Day.
Happy 4th. How happy are we to live in America where we can release podcasts with our...
Ahead of time.
Yeah, ahead of time. And also just like about the subjects that we want to talk about in a way that we couldn't do that if we lived in North Korea.
No. Thank God we're not in North Korea. That's what Seriously. We said. That's how we open up every episode. I will say this, though.
Freedom of expression here is kills it.
I mean, listen, the freedom of speech stuff.
Love it.
We are, you know.
Taking advantage.
We're taking advantage. Some people don't know how to use it right. But... That's a whole nother podcast. Let me just say this. Right now, you're on a drive home from the beach. You're with a big group of people. Maybe you're listening at work on the come down from a big weekend. People need this podcast. People, summer months, it's shitty summer internship season. It's the slow time of summer.
Summer fling.
Summer fling. There are people out there that you don't know would love this podcast. So what I'm going to ask you to do, take a screenshot of the podcast, of it on your phone, and post it as your Instagram story.
Save a life today.
Save one life. And if you don't post it, you might have not saved a life.
Yeah, it's effectively the same thing as...
We're going to throw you in jail.
Seriously.
So listen, rate, review, subscribe, but also tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell a friend.
Tell a few friends.
A few friends. And let them know. And if you're in a car, like if you're planning a road trip soon, it's a great podcast to put on with the crew. It starts the conversation.
Yeah.
It gets people talking. How would you handle this? How would I handle it? You know what I mean?
Tell your dates. Tell your boyfriend. Tell your girlfriend.
Anybody. Anybody with ears. We'll take them. And listen, I'm going to be coming on the road. I wanted to put out a couple dates. I'm coming to Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going to be at Uptown Social on 7-11. 7-11 at Uptown Social. That's a bar in Charleston, South Carolina. You can go find me on Instagram to get those tickets. $10, no drink minimum, one night only, fun show.
Do it.
Atlanta Laughing Skull Lounge. I think that show sold out. It's on the 14th. I'm actually there the whole weekend from like the 12th to the 15th on their showcase shows. So if you want to come to a show, I'll be doing stand up there the whole weekend. But if you want to come to the live podcast, there might be tickets left for the 14th. So I just want to let people know.
Hopefully. If you've heard this in time, yeah. You're not too late.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
All right.
Let's do what are we talking about?
So we've gotten a few letters recently. I've noticed a little trend as I do read all your several hundreds and thousands of letters. I read all the letters, so make them interesting, okay?
We had a lot of letters. Be sure that you want to send this.
Seriously.
And it might
don't make me get to the end of the email and feel like I just lost, you know, 4 minutes of my time.
Yeah, we want depth and differentiation. UUP at betches.com.
Exactly. So we get a lot of letters from girls who are tall, wondering how men view their height and if they're intimidated by it.
The sycamores.
That's helpful.
Bunch
Thank
of
you.
Elm trees.
That's helpful.
In.
Thank you very much. So I'll read the letter and we'll get off.
Stanford trees writing in.
Yeah. First off, love the podcast. Been listening since the start and have passed along the rec to many friends and coworkers. I'm coming to you, mostly Jared, with the age old question. Do guys actually get intimidated by girls? I'm 6'1" and think I fall higher on the attraction scale based on what I've been told. But can guys really be intimidated by beauty? People have told me this seemingly BS excuse for years. That guys would be hesitant to approach me in real life or even match on the apps because they're intimidated by how I look. Side note, while I have normal confidence, I do not think as high of myself as this question may seem. So please help me out. I think this is ridiculous and guys should be interested rather than intimidated. Although if you're shorter than me, I kind of get it. But would love your thoughts.
The answer lies in the question.
She sends
as
her
always.
Instagram as well.
I looked her up on Instagram, of course. I gave a good look over.
Very pretty.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
As are all our listeners. I'm sure everyone's a beautiful foot. And yes. As I've said before,
in their own beautiful way.
In their own beautiful way. But no, I'm sure I've met a lot of listeners. We have hot listeners, as evidenced by the Comedy Cellar comics who kept sneaking down to the live show
to check out the mostly female room, and but also many men.
But they were like, they couldn't believe it. It was like they were in prison.
You're a guy and you're listening and you want to meet a girl, you just come to one of our shows.
Yeah, you're an idiot if you don't come to the fucking live shows. She's beautiful. Yeah, I'm looking at her pictures now. She's definitely tall.
She's 6'1". She said 6'1".
I mean, I had to go to the pictures to find out. But here's the thing. This is a chicken or egg situation.
Right.
What came first? The guys that are intimidated by tall girls or the girls who hate short guys?
That's true.
So this is just, I mean.
Right. I mean, I'm sure the short guy has the same question. Are girls turned off by short guys?
We internalize, but it's really, it's what we're being told. You know, this is societal norms that we're being told. And for, you know, you're going to act by those standards. So if you've been told your whole life that a girls don't like to be with guys that are shorter than them, i.e. the Saved by the Bell episode where Jesse Spano almost has a heart attack because the guy she's going to the dance with is shorter than her. And then they figure out he can stand on a stairway. And then they're like, oh, it's just as good. You
know, my God.
We had to be a whole episode about that.
Right. I mean, it is a thing. It's definitely like
So this is the thing. Like, you know, there are short guys that are like, hey, tall chicks are my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to the foot.
Good Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Sure.
Nicole Kidman.
I would say to women that are taller, don't be afraid.
Yeah, like if you are at a bar, there's a girl, she's hot, she's 6'1".
My assumption is that she wouldn't be into me. And because, I guess she calls it intimidated. I'm not intimidated. Guys are gonna play their hand with the most chance of blowjob.
Okay.
We're not going to invest time into something that
we're
like.
What about the chase?
There's the chase, but you want the chase to end in winning.
Right.
You're not going to go, you know, I'm not going to chase a roadrunner if it can't be caught.
Right.
So we're playing the odds. We're saying, I know the type of girl that goes for me. I know the type of girl that has always gone. You know, that's why, like,
right.
I think a lot of times that's why, a type develops. Because you might be into it, but you're also
responding to what works well for you. It
exactly.
Works in the past. That's so, definitely a big type. Yeah,
totally. And with this world of online dating, a lot of people will put in their profiles under I'm 6'1". Like if a girl puts I'm 6'1", my assumption is
she's not interested in a shorter guy.
I'm 5'8".
Right.
So.
But are you not interested in?
I'm a tall 5'8", by the way.
Obviously. Assuming
huge penis. Assuming though. No. Strong medium, really.
Penis is 5'8" as well.
Yeah, yeah. It goes.
Let's just
imagine me hanging out with my penis that's just as tall as me.
Let's say the girl didn't give a shit.
If she didn't give a shit, I wouldn't.
You're fine with a taller girl than you.
If a girl that was this girl, mm-hmm. let's use her as the example. Sure. She's beautiful. She's 6'1". She's taller than me. If she came up to me in a bar, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Right.
This is great. But like, I do think if I'm speaking honestly, that's going to take her.
She's going to have to be a little more assertive.
She's going
to
be assertive with shorter guys.
Right.
I mean, listen, and this isn't to say, listen, I hear female comics. There's comics that I think of right now that do a lot of jokes about tall is just hotter for a guy.
Right.
And I've heard that. And I don't get.
Is that true?
I don't know. Is it? I see the women in the crowd.
That's
dying.
That
I see the female comics making jokes about
that guys think taller is hotter.
That girls are like, if a taller guy, I don't care what he looks like, as long as he's taller.
Oh yeah, that's definitely like a thing.
That's a thing.
Bit, yeah,
and it's funny, but mm-hmm. I also look at the crowd. Like, you know, comedy is a lot of times honesty. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, or most of 99% of it, it's always honesty.
Right.
So people are only laughing because they're like, oh, that's something that means something to me. And I watch the women during the crowd during these jokes, and it turns into like, you know, I kept waiting for the torches to come out for them to burn the short dudes. And it's like,
right.
And you know, there's everyone's someone's foot. I've said it a million times on this
right.
podcast. Like, and there's someone for you, but like, I would say as a guy, you know, you're feeling yourself, you're a cute girl. If you see a guy that's shorter than you, but you're like, I'm into that guy.
Right.
Make don't be afraid to make a move.
Have the I think it's like a confidence thing. Like if you if you feel intimidated, you're going to seem intimidating because you're going to be like standoffish.
Sure.
So maybe it's in some circumstances, it's better if you approach someone.
Yeah.
And they'll probably be into it.
Also, if it's in your bio, that to me as a guy
means need not apply.
Need not apply. Right. And it's,
I think that's
probably ain't gonna happen.
I think that's why they put it there.
Yeah.
Which is almost like, I mean, it's kind of rude, but it's also like almost a little better.
Like if a girl put, I think it's a little better. If a girl puts 6'1" on her profile and then we matched them on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And then she messaged me, hey, what's up? And then we start talking, going back and forth, and we're going to set up a date. I would say to her, hey, I'm just like letting you know, I'm this height.
Right.
I'm 5'8".
I think that's why she would put that there.
Yeah. So like,
she
wants
to know.
For me, if I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
A lot of guys probably wouldn't do that. A lot of guys have enough confidence, maybe too much confidence, where they'd go to the date and be like, I guess she sees the pictures. That's what right. I am.
Well, here's the thing. If you I think it's like, yeah, there's like a shallow thing where like some people aren't really as open to dating people that aren't their type or aren't who they're into. Everyone's into their own thing.
Sure.
It's easier to date someone who's into what you're wants to buy what you're selling.
Yes.
It's easier to do that than to swim against the tide. You could do it. You could make someone who isn't necessarily a fan of people with brown eyes
sure.
date you and get over that fact. But it's easier if before you even start dating, You've got the thing that they're looking for.
Attraction is necessary to this whole thing. Yeah. We for so many years, you know, we have people that write into here like, oh, the sex game is off. Like, I feel bad about talking about it. It's like, that's a part of the equation. So let's not ignore the equation. Like,
right.
I've met
it
a lot of people.
It is
what it is. I've met a lot of people that I'm like, man, we get along so well. But I'm like, I'm just not there attraction wise.
Right.
That's now a friend.
Yeah, it's either there or it's not. It's not something you can like pick, maybe like in different. And again, like you could probably be with someone that's not necessarily like someone that fits into your ideal vision of what they should look like. It's harder though. It's just
you have to
like, that's another thing that you have to work against.
Totally. And I think,
you know, I've dated guys who were like shorter than me. I'm generally more into taller guys.
And what was that like?
It was like fine, but I didn't like. There was always like a little bit of a
hooking up with a kid. Little pocket size.
There's just like a sense of like, I like the way I feel next to a taller guy.
Sure.
Not because
could you have ever seen it getting serious?
I try. It's like one of the things was like, we had fun. I tried. It was just like the attraction just wasn't really there. He's a very good looking guy. It just like, for me, I like to just feel like smaller than someone.
Sure. I mean, yeah, there's a lot.
Nothing wrong with those guys. There's plenty of women who don't care.
There's nothing wrong with having your own taste.
Yeah.
Like if this girl's like, listen, I'm 6'1", but all I want to do is hook up with a little squirrel,
right.
You know, like a little squirrel looking guy. That's your taste. That's
right.
What it is. Like
I've
said on this podcast, I was like, I always liked plus size model, like, you
right.
know, girl with 10 to lose.
Yeah. It doesn't
now,
mean
now
there's
I
anything.
People, now I have people at shows yelling 10 to lose at me on stage. Thanks.
You're single-handedly reforming America's
body
anorexia issues. Yeah. Body
right.
image issues.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've said that, but also like people give you shit for what you're into. Like
right.
a lot of times people will be like, oh, like, you know, like sometimes like the group ruins things for you.
Right.
With this girl, she might have a little bit of an in herself. Like, I don't think I've never looked at a guy with a taller girl and been like, whoa, look at these weirdos. I do think a lot of girls get some shit. Maybe.
I think it's like, it's, you get a little shit. I mean, like maybe it's a little bit part of that. Although I don't know if anyone, I guess my sister has a boyfriend who's a little shorter than her. And like,
have you given her shit?
It's not like giving her shit. It's like, not, it's like,
well, you've said something.
Maybe I've made like a little comment,
yeah,
but
yeah.
like, it's all in fun. I think
yeah.
he's great. Like I have, it's just like, it's easy. It's easy. It's bad comedy. Cause it's too easy.
It's too easy.
It's too easy. It's
but
not,
it is fun.
It's not really that big of a deal. If she, my sister is like the same height as me, her boyfriend's shorter. If she's,
how tall are you?
I'm like a 5'7", 5'8".
Okay.
We're in the middle.
Pretty
of
tall.
Those. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not like 6'1", but I also enjoy a taller guy.
Sure. I think putting your height, there's a couple things I'm going to say to the mm-hmm. lady listeners.
Right.
beware the guy that gets angry that you put your height. You should just never go on a date with that guy.
Right.
If anyone ever, if you have your height in your profile, fine. I think we've talked about
having
this before.
Having your height is fine. If you write like no one under 16, under 6 feet apply, that's like rude. But if you just want to write a classy way to put it. Yeah, there's a subtle, nice way to put it, which is to just say what you are. And that if you put something on your profile, it means it's important to you.
Sure. And I think we talked about this before.
If you put a Jewish star in your profile, religion's important to you.
Absolutely.
It's fine. If you write like, non-Jews, get out of here. Like, that's different. That's what I'm saying. It's okay to like...
Get away, Jews!
It's okay to use your dating profile to say what you're looking for.
There's this like ultra offended thing that comes up with dating profiles. A lot from guys, mm-hmm. if I'm going to say, be totally honest. Like, because I hear it from guys who are like, well, I can't put I want double D's. And it's like, that is not the same. That's not... Right. You can look at a picture and go... Those are some big tits.
Honestly, though, and also that you can tell from a picture.
That's what I'm saying.
You can tell that from a photo. Right.
From height-wise, I mean, I have people send me their dating app.
Right.
What were you going to say?
I'm saying I don't mind if someone writes, like, I prefer a petite girl. I'm not like a petite little girl, but like, I don't, if someone wrote that.
But that's a douchebag.
Right. If someone did that, I'm obviously not dating them, but I don't really care. It's if that's what his type is. Great, now I know.
The guy can do that classy just like a woman can.
Right, you know
you
what I'm
can look at a picture
a
and know right. if someone's petite or and that's what you're into. Yeah, I can right. look at a picture and see if someone, you know, is a curvy girl and mm-hmm. I can be like, oh, I'm into that. You right. know, so you have to there's self responsibility. And a lot of this week comes down to like, let's not blame everyone else. You know, like
right.
if you see 6'1" in the profile, she put that, something matters to her. Whether it's she wants to make sure you're okay with it or she wants to make sure that you know That's the height I'm working with.
That's something that's important.
Yeah, for her. Right. The guys that get mad, you just shouldn't go out with because their confidence issues are like, if a guy's messaging right. you and gives you shit about having 6'1" in your profile, just get away.
Yeah.
The other side, I was thinking about something else. But also, like, let's not be mad at the reality of the world. Like
right, the
people
fact that
are
tastes
into
exist.
Taste exists.
Right, yeah. And it doesn't make you shallow for having a type.
Not at all.
Right.
I mean, saying that you like a certain thing or don't like it, it's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And to this girl, yeah, guys, I wouldn't call it intimidated. It's just
I think
it's
they're just
what
they're,
you've
they're,
been trained
right,
to
they're
think.
Just assuming they're assuming that you're either I mean, 6'1" is pretty tall. I don't know how many guys are 6'1", so she's saying like if guys are shorter than her, which is probably a lot of guys.
Yeah. The one
so
I don't
like.
So if you're
like a guy who's 6 feet and you're 6'1", go over and say hi.
The one I don't like is and 7'4" in heels. It's like, what are you gonna add a challenge
Did
to
you write
this?
That?
No, but some people will write like I'm 5'8", but 6'5" in heels, and
That's
it's like
so
okay, I what do you want me to do? Just give your height. We can do the heel math.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need
I've
a whole...
I've seen guys do that, too. It's funny.
They write and yeah. so-and-so in heels. That's a funny
like
bio.
6 feet, 6'4" in heels.
That's a great bio.
Yeah.
That's a fun bio. Yeah, but I just think for this girl, like, realize it's raining out. Bring your umbrella.
Right.
That's what it is.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness. But I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist. This scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Let's do a weird sexual experience.
Oh, the weird sexual
encounter
of the week. Yes. Keep sending those with the title Weird Sexual Encounter of the Week.
We love them.
We love them. I love this segment, UUP@betches.com. You want me to read it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, Jared and Jordana. I recently binge listened to the podcast and I love it. You guys are hilarious and honest and keep me laughing internally while I listen at work. And don't worry, Jared, I have rated, reviewed, and subscribed. I wanted to write in about a weird sexual encounter and hear your thoughts. I'm a 21-year-old girl and I've been hooking up with a guy my age from school. So two 21-year-olds touching uglies. The first few times we hooked up, we didn't have sex, and then we finally did. And then when we finally did, he kept his underwear on.
That is interesting.
Okay.
We'll let you finish this.
The underwear hole that I thought was meant for to making peeing easier can evidently be used for sex too. Oh, it can?
Is he a Hasidic Jew?
That could be an option. I didn't say anything in case it was a one-time thing, but strangely, it has happened every single time. When it comes time for sex, he just takes his dick out of the underwear hole. We get it. I would think it only hinders his own sexual experience, but maybe he's self-conscious about something. What do you guys make of this? Do I say something? My friends and I think it's weird as fuck, but I wanted to hear what you guys think. Sincerely, just trying to touch his balls.
He's
missing out.
Yeah. I think there's something he's trying to hide, right?
I don't know what he'd be hiding. You know,
something,
like
some weird ball rash.
Ball rash.
No balls.
He might be just new to sex. 21.
He thinks that's how it's done.
And maybe he, I don't know. That might just be like, what do we call this move?
I forgot to name the last one.
Yeah. The last one was too creepy.
Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants. And
Captain Underpants.
Dickhole.
you always finesse it.
Dickhole.
Dickhole. If I'm her, I'm going to be
peek-a-boo
like,
sex.
If I'm her, I'd be like, hey, like, I'd almost try to take him off.
Yeah.
I try to take him off.
Rip those suckers off. He's holding him out.
I'm imagining a tug of war with the underwear.
I
mean,
what's worse? Let me give you a what's worse. Underwear on, dick out of the dickhole sex.
Okay.
Or t-shirt on, Winnie the Pooh sex.
What's Winnie the Pooh?
Just the t-shirt. Keeps his t-shirt on, everything else off.
The underwear sex is weirder.
Yeah.
I think. Because people sometimes keep their shirts on during sex, especially if it's like in the moment. No time.
I've had it with a girl sometimes and then I'll like try and rip it off mid-sex. But I've never kept a t-shirt on, no matter how self-conscious I felt about my body.
I feel like if you've been with someone,
I'm an immediately naked guy.
If you've been
like, I walk in, right, I don't even do the game. I'm just like, boom. Where did that come from?
I mean, most times the t-shirt's off, but I feel like if you've been together with someone for a long time, sometimes you're just like in the moment it's happening.
Sure.
And then it's just like,
you
just forget. I mean, beginning, definitely all clothes should be off.
Yeah.
But like the underwear thing is very weird.
She's got to make the next time, if there is a next time,
without making him feel weird about it.
She's got to try and suck his dick.
Okay.
And the way you like, without
the hole.
Not through the hole. Just when you go down on him, and I'm not telling you have to suck his dick, but I'm saying
maybe there's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
An easy.
You think it's that he just doesn't know that he's supposed to take the underwear.
Something he doesn't know he's supposed to, but I think he's so excited to fuck because he's never had sex before, and he's probably so into how hot she is. He's like, I don't want to lose this boner.
You think he's a virgin?
I think he's like one past a virgin.
Okay.
I think he had high school sex, and then it's been a while, and now he's just sitting there being like, oh my God, it's hard. Please just have sex with me. Because the fact that they're not doing, she never said she blew him.
Right.
So it seems like they're just moving right to sex. Doesn't it seem like if I'm going to put my detective, you know,
I guess. Hat on. I've never heard of that. My first thought was he's got some.
A rash. Or
he's got something that he doesn't want her to see.
I like thought hidden ball hair. In there. But then I kept thinking, like, what is
maybe.
She. If he, the scarier proposition is that he has herpes and right. he thinks that this
wouldn't
is
it be
a,
on the penis or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I didn't even know how babies right. were made. I thought in high school, I thought fingering a girl would get her pregnant.
I'll tell you all about that in later episodes.
So thank you. So I don't know. I would go, but the way you find out is you try to shimmy the underwear down during
right.
what looks like
sexually, like in a nice, not
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
take them off
in the like, throes.
What do you got under there?
Take off the underwear now.
Right. like, I'm imagining a tug of war. Cause I feel like he's not going to let them go easily.
I don't think he will either. I think you start shimmying him down to give him a blowjob mm-hmm. and then he'll tug and you go, hey, is there something wrong?
Be like,
and then he'll be like, no. And you'd be like, well, you never take your underwear off.
And you never take your underwear off, and I'd like to touch your balls.
Yeah. Every guy wants his balls
touched.
Have
you ever had a girl that didn't want to take her shirt off?
I think I have had that happen, but it was never like outwardly like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said it before, like I've had girls like be on top and they have their shirt on.
Right.
And then I've like went to take it off and I've taken it off, or it's just stayed on.
Right.
And I'm not sure if that was the goal of theirs where they're like, I don't really feel like taking my shirt off tonight. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would never think that it was weird, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe he's got one testicle.
Oh, that could be it.
Possibly. He
could have one testy.
Right. I think
that's the most, that is the least, like that's the best case scenario.
He's just got one
right. ball.
I mean, I know girls, they have like, we've had people write into like they have, they've gotten breast surgery and they have scars.
Sure.
And they're a little self-conscious about them. So they want to keep their shirt on.
I'll tell those girls, no guy gives a shit.
Right.
That is not something. I've been with a lot of girls who have, you know, who had scarring of some sort. Never been turned off by it. Never thought twice about it. If anything, my questions were like, hey, what did you have surgery? Like what went on? Like it was more curiosity.
Right.
Less never that like I was like, well, there goes my boner.
right. Well, know? I feel like maybe if thinking about it as like the way I've heard women discuss it, maybe it's like a similar
it could be similar.
Had something down there and just doesn't feel comfortable. One little self-conscious about it.
One ball is the most.
Girls wouldn't care about one ball either.
You'd just be interested, right?
Yeah. Like one, who cares? Like no one really cares. The girls don't really care about the
one ball. You gotta want to suck that too. You gotta see what that feels like.
Yeah, it's one. I mean, what do you need? Really need two? It's for you more than for us.
I say that like I'll be like, I'll be sucking on that ball.
You're not having sex with a ball.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. But I would be like more curiosity. Like anything, like you're missing a leg. Well, let's see what that's like to fuck. You know, like I you know what I mean? Like I
the new sexual experience for you. Yeah.
I just want to know what it's like. And so I would think to this guy, if you're missing a ball, come right out with it.
Just say it. Yeah.
But she's got to like,
or I wonder, I think that if he had one ball, took off the underwear, she might not even notice. We're not like staring down there really.
Also, he might have a prosthetic ball.
Yeah.
They give you a second ball. If you
That's fine too. Might not even notice.
But the advice to her is guys aren't just turning down blowjobs.
Right. So, try the blowjob.
Yeah.
Try taking off the underwear. If he's fighting you on it, ask him what's up.
Would you ever, if you had sex with a guy twice, kept the underwear both times, do you go back for a third time?
I think during the second time, I'd be like,
you would say something.
I'd be like, let's take off that
off of him.
Right.
Like you're a doctor.
I would feel weird.
All right,
like
take the underwear off.
Yeah. It would just feel like It would feel,
it also feel like you would feel like if you were on top, you would feel like you're sitting on underwear. Like, right?
Yeah. I think that I would just be like, I think I'm the best thing is to just say something right away. Like, what's up?
See, I put my shorts on after sex.
That makes sense.
I don't feel comfortable being naked in the bed in the 5 minutes after sex. And I've had girls get upset about that.
I think a lot of guys just put on boxers like right after.
It's because I don't like balls flailing.
Okay.
The dick after sex is really a sensitive thing.
Mm-hmm.
After sex,
you don't want it to be touched.
It's sensitive. It's a lot smaller than it once was. You know, it's
guys don't like showing off the flaccid penis.
Yeah, you'd be careful around someone who cried. Just cried. Same right. With a penis. Just okay. Cried. Let it be.
Leave it alone.
Let it have a moment. Okay. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do some emails.
All right. Jays, I've been dating this girl for a year now. Everything has been great. No drama. We hardly ever fight. Both are comfortable with each other's friends and family. Here's my question. Is it okay to date her still if I know she isn't the one? I love her and I care about her.
Oof.
But deep down, there is something that just seems to be missing. That unexplainable it factor. Can I keep dating her since things are going really well and maybe I'll feel it soon? Or should I find a way to end it even though there is nothing wrong, just not my long-term match? Keep up the good work, just rated and reviewed. It's a tough one.
Dump this bitch.
You think out?
It sucks.
That's how you should do it too.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm done.
Bitch, I'm done. Drop the mic. Here's the thing.
I do agree, although like it sucks that that's the case. But
this is the worst type of breakup.
Right.
I feel worse for him than the person who gets cheated on.
For him or for her?
I feel worse for her. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right.
I feel worse for their relationship mm-hmm. ending than the person who gets cheated on. And because 9 out of 10 relationships end for no reason at all.
Right.
Because
no one did anything.
No one did anything. Yeah. And those are the hardest ones to end.
Right.
You know it's not going towards marriage. Mm-hmm. You know it's not going to go, it's going to hit the peak and go off and you're going to be on, you know, rocking chairs 100 years from now.
Right.
And you have to say to someone, hey, you're an amazing person.
It's much harder to end something when there's nothing that you can point to make yourself feel better about ending it.
Absolutely. You know what sucks for this girl? She can't go to brunch and go, can you believe what an asshole he is? And all of them go, yeah, fuck him. Everyone's going to go, it's sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
It sucks. You want to have the person who dumped you, their head on a stake.
Right.
And you want to raise the head up and have everyone go, start spitting at the head.
Yeah, that's great.
For this guy.
But also for your own self and moving on. It's very hard to move on from someone who breaks up with you by saying, just wasn't feeling this, it. I don't know why.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't have the community to go, fuck him.
Right.
He sucks.
Or even they internally, might say it, that's but what
they,
I'm saying.
You know, yeah. They don't mean it. They have no right. reason to mean it.
Like internally, it's just like, I have guys who've ended it with that sort of explanation,
sure.
But I'm just kind of like, well, what am I supposed to do with that?
I'm the king of this breakup.
Right.
Like, It's just not there, guy.
Right.
That's me.
That's very tough to deal with because it's like, you're like, because then in your head, you're like, am I like delusional? Because I kind of felt like it was there.
Yeah.
So that's like, it hits your own personal like sense of like self-awareness.
Yeah. You become
like, I think I'm self-aware. Did I not, am I like reading this entirely wrong?
Sure. I mean, that is, it sucks.
But it's better to break up with someone that you can see dating long-term than to just keep having fun and not let them know what you're thinking. Then you're just wasting their time.
Well, a while ago I dated this person. We're like a few months in,
mm-hmm.
Things are going great. It's, you know, I'm enjoying their company, but I was like, I'm not gonna be able to give more of myself to this. They're starting to ask for more.
Right.
And I said, hey, and I went to their place and I said, hey, I can't give more than I'm giving now. I feel like in the next few months, maybe I know it's early, but months from now, you're going to be asking for more still. And it's going to become resentment. And this is from my end. I'm not answering for you. I'm saying right. I'll end up resenting you because maybe I'll do things that I will take away from work stuff that I wasn't ready to take away from. And I'll do stuff for this relationship that will make me feel I'm missing out on other things. And I made everything personal to me because
This
isn't the other person's fault. They did nothing wrong.
But by almost in some ways by saying that, the person's like, well, I could make it work for you.
Well, this is what was said to me.
Right.
I can make it. And I was like, there's nothing you can do. You're great the way you are. Like, there's nothing.
But really what you mean is in that state sentence is like, I'm not willing
to go to the next step.
I'm not willing to try to make it really work because I don't really, really want to.
Yeah. I don't want to compromise the life that I'm building now to build a life with you.
Right.
And you know, what was presented to me back was, why don't we get to that bridge when we cross it?
Right.
And I was told that I talked to friends a little bit about this, and one of my friends was like, you know, no one does this. You're one of the few guys that and I'm not giving myself any credit. No, but he was saying a lot of people, what they do is they'll wait until it gets as bad as humanly possible.
And then they wait for the girl to break up with them.
Or that they get to such a fight and such a resentment that it blows up to end.
Right.
And not to say that, you know, a lot of guys will wait for the girl to break up with them, but also guys or girls, they'll just wait until it gets to a point of like, we've ruined both of our lives, or we've ruined our 6 months of our life to get to this point. And then, one of my bigger fears is to be with someone long enough where they look at me and go, well, look at the time I wasted.
Right.
Look at what I did for you. And I'd be like, well, fuck.
And you never told me you weren't.
And you never told me that you were having these thoughts or didn't see it going all the way. And if you didn't see it going all the way at 4 months and you said, maybe I'll wait till 8 months, that's being pretty selfish.
Right. Yeah. You should say it as soon as you know it and as soon as you feel it.
I mean, imagine, here's another thing this guy should do.
On her end though, I mean, like with these people always wind up, it's oftentimes a longer breakup than it should be. Because it's like there's no real thing that you can point to keep you away from the person.
Well, that's what makes it feel ridiculous. Because, I mean, listen, as the king of this breakup, like I can speak for this guy a lot.
Okay.
Because I've been in this situation enough times to feel, and no one gives a shit about this guy.
Nope.
Nobody has heartbreak for the guy who's like, she's great, but I don't see an ending. I don't see going to marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's the one. Nobody feels for this guy. J Train does. I feel for him because no one does. So that's what makes it even harder. No one's looking at you going, you made the right decision. You know, like all his friends are going to go, oh, she was cool and hot. What are you talking about? Why would you do that? Nothing happened? Why would you? She didn't cheat on you? You know what I mean? So like, he's not going to find a lot of empathetic figures.
Yeah. I mean, he's not an easily empathic figure here. It's just kind of like,
but also he's not a bad guy.
Right. He's not a bad guy. He gave it a shot. As soon as you're a bad guy if you prolong that again. Sure. Like you prolong it for a longer period than you know it's going to happen and you don't give someone a heads up that, hey, like this isn't it for me.
And then the most important thing, and this is going to feel ridiculous, that is that when you end it, which you should as ASAP, when you end it, you stop talking. As weird as that will feel, because it's going to feel weird. You're going to be sitting there going,
because talking to them.
I like talking to this person. I used to talk to them every day, but you were the one that ended this thing. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility to cut the ties and give them the space because the dumper has decided at a minimum 2 weeks before the dumpee.
At a minimum. Right.
So you spent time in your head for at least 2 weeks.
Right. And that 2 weeks is like shitty to even think about if you're the dumpy and because you're like, oh, you were just baking this for 2 weeks.
Oh, it's that sucks. Yeah. But also as the dumper, you're going through the breakup before it happened. You're relieved in your mind. You're broken up after a week.
Right.
And then that second week is about, okay, when do I do this?
Yeah. I mean, I've been the girl. I got a letter from a guy when I was 22. That
a letter.
An email. Remember, email. He sent me an email.
I write to you from abroad.
He sent me an email that said essentially the same thing. I think you're so great. I just don't, there's something missing. There's something that's not letting me take this to the next level.
Okay.
And that was like, it was almost like I would rather him be like, you know, like you're too loud. or you're two.
Yeah, but that's
whatever.
Not the case.
It's like, right. That's what I'm saying. That's why it was so, that was just like incredibly difficult to get over because sure. It was like, I felt so strongly. I didn't understand like how it's, I'm saying it makes you feel, when you feel that strongly about someone and you're like, and they like you enough to be like kind of seeing you and sleeping with you and like a lot, you're kind of like, I don't understand like what I'm reading here that's yeah. wrong. I don't understand. Like
you feel powerless.
You feel powerless. You feel like delusional. You yeah. feel like how could, I don't understand how this could be like this one sided thing. Cause it's not like that you're like swim fanning this person who sure. like has nothing to do with you. Like they hang out
but
with
what
you.
Could he
they hang out with you yeah. a lot. They like sleep with you. You're like, oh, like I don't understand the discrepancy.
But
here.
What could he even say to you? There's no good
that would
way
make
to break
you feel
up.
Better.
Yeah. There's no good breakup. Right. You were probably mad that he emailed.
I was mad and I was mad
he
because,
came over.
Because I mean, it would be, yeah, it would have been nice to have a back and forth. I think sure. about that kind of thing. And I didn't answer. And then like 3 years later, he texted me, ran out of nowhere.
Really?
Right. Basically. And like asked to
hey,
meet
I need
up.
That stamp back.
And I'm like, it's an email. I'm like, oh my God, he's back. I knew it. I was like, and that was like, in that moment, I was like, oh my God, I feel like vindicated. Like I wasn't in my head. Like
yeah,
I wasn't,
yeah, yeah.
he's back.
I'm
back,
I'm
whatever.
The one that got away.
Yeah. And we went to a bar and like, it was like towards the end of the evening. And I was just like, so like, you remember that letter you sent me like
yeah.
3 years ago? Like where you said you didn't feel like a connection? Like, is that like, what, like, was that true? Like, well, I'm a little confused. Like, why did you want to see me?
Yeah. Why are we here?
Right. And he said nothing.
What do you mean?
He like literally was just like, could not formulate a response. He was like, just kind of sitting there. And I was like, that was like a very hurtful like letter for me. Like, do you want to like,
and we'll,
maybe wait. He thought I like forgot about it or something.
Well, did you meet up late at night?
We got like, I think we went to like dinner and then we went for a drink. Or
so
something.
He texted you, hey, want to get dinner? Out of the blue.
He was like, I've been thinking about like you a lot. Like I was hoping I'd run into you in the city, but like I didn't. So I figured why, like I should just text you.
Yeah.
And I'd love, like if you're around, I'd love to take you for like dinner or coffee or something.
And you ended up doing dinner.
Yeah.
And then you went out to a bar after.
Yeah.
It was going great.
It was going great. Having a great
Were
time.
You
as I always, I was single.
Yeah.
As I always did. And I was like,
is he single?
He was single.
Okay.
Yeah. And I knew, obviously I knew what that was for. And I was just like, but it was almost like he was pretending that he never wrote me that letter.
Well, I know why.
I mean, because he want, right. Because he want, right. But like, that's,
but he, in
that's,
his mind,
but, right. In my mind, that's like, oh, like, let me cause this extreme amount of pain and then just pretend that it didn't
yeah, it's
happen.
It's a dickhead
right,
thing he's
right.
doing.
And then what I said, I'm like, I don't understand like why you emailed, like why you like wanted to like, what do you want now that you yeah. didn't want then? And he was like, I wasn't really sure if he would answer, which was like the worst thing he could
answer
possibly
your text
that I would answer him
in the present.
Yeah.
And you were angry.
And then I was like, that was like the only response he could formulate. I was like, I'm not going to sit here and like have this discussion with myself. So like, I'm going to leave. And then I just like got up and left.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, good for you.
I mean, it was like
that's a strong moment. To have
it
a great date.
I would have preferred
and then go
just
for
like
drinks.
The explanation. I would, cause for me, it was just like, I'm not going to call, like, I'm not going to ignore the fact that like a few years ago, you sent me this like heartbreaking email, which was like, for me, like kind of devastating. So like,
it's interesting that it wasn't the first thing that came up.
Right. I was kind of like hoping he would bring it up.
And it just never.
And then he throughout the evening didn't bring it up. And so I was like, well, I'm not just going to like get back into a cycle of like,
yeah,
pseudo
yeah.
dating and having sex with you. Like, I want to know. I'm not going to pretend that you didn't send me this crazy, like, yeah. long, like, email that was,
well,
like...
I mean, not to go back to last episode,
yeah.
but this is very reminiscent of the high school boyfriend that got in touch with the married woman.
Right.
Like, for him, it was over, and he was like, okay,
but I didn't.
I'm sitting here lonely.
Right, but
who's
he didn't...
touched my penis before?
She ended it. In this situation, he ended it knowing it was like a painful experience.
Sure. I'm not saying he's right. I'm saying, what's the thought process of this guy just being like,
maybe she doesn't remember. We had a fun time hanging out.
It is crazy he wouldn't bring up the email. It's crazy that he wouldn't be
like, that was our last
hey,
form of communication.
Like, yeah.
yeah.
To go from I don't see this going into a relationship to 3 years later. How you been?
Right. I'd love to.
Let's do dinner.
Right.
Because at that point, his explanation, when you bring it up, has to be, hey, I thought a lot about it. I feel like you've been missing in my life a little bit. And I wanted to re-enter and see what this was like. And it's been easy so far. And I'm happy we got together. That would have been
a not necessarily that would have been a good answer for justifying the reach out.
But it was nice that he
sent. I didn't mind that he sent the email, but the reaching out.
Yeah, that's a dickhead move. Right.
I felt like was like very selfish.
Yes, of
because
course.
Because if you know someone cares enough that you're writing an email.
Yeah. It's selfish because you can't go back to someone you've ended it with without an explanation and without the intent of picking up somewhere around where you left off.
Right.
Because if you don't do that, you're just ignoring the shitty shit that you left off with.
Right.
You have to answer for those things. You have to say, hey, I've thought about my life
right,
and I've thought
changed,
about where
I'm
you
different, yeah, 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 or I'm so sorry that I said that.
That
or
might be
I was
bullshit.
Going through some shit, whatever. Yeah. But you can't just pretend you didn't do it. Like we're living in like the twilight zone. That was like crazy.
But that's not to say that response wouldn't be bullshit.
Right.
But at the same time, at least it's a
respectful.
Response.
It's a response. It addresses like the pain someone got.
It also puts him back on the hook. He didn't want another contract. I talk a lot about this stuff in contract form.
Okay.
But for him, if his answer was, hey, I've been thinking about I've been a little lonely lately. I thought about our relationship. We get along so well. Look how good this dinner was. I've just been thinking about you. That's a contract that he's literally writing out saying, I want to see where we can be.
Right.
Instead.
He said essentially nothing.
He said nothing. So he's like, I got this penis.
Right. Like literally, like, I guess maybe that was what he said nothing so that he didn't say that.
Yeah.
But that was like a,
I know why that's why he said nothing. Like,
right.
If I was him and I was not looking for a relationship, I was just looking to have fun with someone. The only answer is nothing.
Right. But you also probably wouldn't reach out to someone that you had previously.
I mean,
like,
no, I'm not turning myself into any type of hero. Cause I've been a shitty guy to a lot of people. But I am saying in my later stage, in recent years, I don't text back people that have ended.
Got it. Right.
And to them, they're probably like, it's weird. He never spoke to me after again.
No, I think that's the nicest thing you can do.
Maybe they think it's weird, but at the same time, I'm happy with that decision.
And then he unfollowed me on Instagram.
After that?
Yes.
That should answer everything. That's it.
The most painful thing of all.
To lose the followers. Yeah. I went from 2,000 to 1,999.
Exactly.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do some more emails. You ready?
Let's do it.
Jared and Jordana. Huge fan of the show. Been listening since the beginning. Feather, feather. I'm curious about your take on a situation my friend is in. She was recently set up by another friend's boyfriend. So friend's boyfriend sets up the friend with a guy. The guy is 24. She's 22. They've been on six dates so far, and it's been going well, and he seems really into her. She thought it was strange that he would always refer to his roommate as they, not him or her. And it did not seem to be because that is how the roommate wanted to be identified, and how when she alluded to coming back to this place, he brushed her off. She asked the guy who set them up. He said that he still lives with his ex. Dun, dun, dun. On the next date, she brought it up and he said that it will be living with her until the lease is up in a few months. It's a one bedroom apartment. He sleeps on the couch and she is not allowed to come over. The new girl is not allowed to come over.
Fair.
I personally think it's a mistake to get involved with someone who's still living with their ex, as it could get messy and complicated. And she should tell him that maybe if they are both still single when she moves out, they could start things back up again. She seems to think it's okay, but it's more upset about the fact that she didn't hear it from him and wasn't upfront about it. I would love to hear your thoughts on this situation. For the record, we live in Vancouver, Canada, and the housing market is extremely competitive. Vancouver is a gorgeous fucking
town. I've never been.
I went once when I was younger, and I still remember it to this day.
That was like the most poetic way you've ever described somewhere.
It is a beautiful town. I would do anything to get back there. Inexpensive and is not far from behind the markets of New York and San Francisco. P.S. Please come do a live show in Vancouver
you
one day.
You convince me, Jared.
We gotta go. I mean, I love Vancouver. Coovy Town, as I've come to call it.
Wow, maybe one day you'll live there.
The water is as blue as a whale's tit.
What does a whale's tit look like?
I imagine it's blue.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
Into it. I think that her thoughts on her friend's situation is right. I wouldn't date anyone who was still living with their ex. I think that's weird. I think like she was right in her advice. She should tell him that she should call him when he's not in this weird, messy situation and she'd be happy to pick it right back up. I think this is like someone making their problem your problem. Also, like, can this guy wait a minute before he starts dating again?
Yeah, well,
or like,
there's a couple of things that I will get. I'll take his side on.
Okay.
Comparing it to New York and San Francisco is why I'll take their side. We see this a lot in this city.
Right.
A lot of people live with people for the rent and the relationship. That might not be understandable in other towns, but New York, that happens. People move in together in New York weirdly quick.
Because it's so much cheaper.
Because it's so much cheaper. And they're like, and they do the, well, we stay at each other's place every night anyways.
Right.
And they end up breaking up with those people a lot. More than in other places.
Right.
So she says it's competitive. The pricing's competitive. I am willing to say to her, like, I'm willing to give the leeway with someone where like, listen, we moved in together a month in. We realized we fucking hate each other. Now we're in a year lease and I can't afford to fucking pay two rents.
Okay, but like,
can you break the lease or something? You can break. I know they, but I'm just
I feel
trying
like
to,
there's some ways around this. If I'm just like,
but what's the like?
I guess it's
the
not
only
like,
thing that screams deal breaker to me is him not
her.
Bringing it up and having the
that should be
personability to bring
the
it
first
up.
Thing you almost say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to know if a guy that I've been on three dates with is going home to an apartment with someone that he was in a long-term relationship with.
I mean,
that's an important thing for me
to
know.
What's your living situation is a very normal and important first date question.
Right.
It's a great conversation. Oh, I live with these people. I know them from this thing. It's a good piece of getting the ball started talk that's not the weather.
Right.
So how come he didn't say in the first one, go, hey, it's great to meet you. Who do you live with? And then he has the chance to go, actually, this is an uncomfortable thing. I totally get it. How this would scare you away.
Right.
But, and we've said it a lot with this podcast where nothing's weird if you're okay with explaining it.
Yeah. If you can say it in a way that makes sense and says and shows that you have self-awareness that it's not weird.
Yeah.
If you're like, yeah, I live with my ex. It's great. We like...
You know, I only think it's like
issue at all.
No issue.
We're to renew.
Yeah. It actually works out great. I hated her. Now we're like, great. Good roommates. She's clean.
Exactly. I guess I Venmo her for the toilet paper.
Exactly. I only think your shit is as weird as you get talking about it.
Right. And he wouldn't tell her.
So it's weird. Yeah. So I guess this guy is a weirdo. I think maybe the move is, hey, I'm going to pull away. Just... Let me know when you've moved out.
I would just be like, I think it's a little weird you didn't tell me. If you had told me and given me like whatever valid explanation for it, we might be able to work it out. But also like I'm kind of looking, if this girl is looking to like to really date.
Sure.
Dating is about timing a lot of the time too. And I feel like someone who's in the midst of a breakup. If someone who's in the midst of a breakup, who's living with someone that's their ex, is not really in a place to like go gung-ho and start a new if she's fine with that.
I mean, he's already avoiding a sleepover. Right. He literally brushed her off on a sleepover. And it's like, dude, you fucking did it. You can hook up with this girl.
Right.
But also a lot of girls don't want to date a guy who's right out of a relationship.
A lot of guys don't want to get into a new relationship when they're right out of a relationship.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. And girls know that.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he's in a little bit of a messy situation.
Yeah.
If I were him, I don't think I would date a guy who is still living with his ex.
You wouldn't?
No, if I liked him, I'd be like,
let me know when you're done.
Had a great time. Like, call me when you like are out of this apartment. It seems like you've got like a few loose ends that like you can really tie up. I'm looking for something like I'm looking to get into a relationship. It doesn't seem like you're ready to go there.
Yeah. I think,
which is not to say they might not like eventually, but for me, that's almost like I'm now their issue is my issue.
Sure.
So,
and that's probably why he held back on it. He held back on it because he's like, fuck, if she knows that I live with my ex, I ain't going to fuck this chick. Right. And if it's just, and listen, it's 80% chance he just wants to fuck. And that's why he withheld the information.
As always.
But there's a 20% chance he was like, I didn't expect to meet someone so quick. I met you.
Right.
And listen, I'm not saying it's 20%.
That's so one in five.
More than five, less than 30. Okay. So remember that. So give him the opportunity to be that 20%. Say to him, hey, I totally get it. Sucks. Breakups suck. Leases suck. It's expensive to live in this town. Come back when it's all done. Give me a call. Hopefully I'm still single.
And also that might move him to make some more moves.
Men are very motivated by their penis. You'll find out very quickly.
Or by their potential loving relationship.
That too.
They don't want to miss out.
80% penis, 20% loving relationship.
Exactly.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's play some games. Would you rather date someone who has customized ringtones and text tones for every single one of their contacts? Or would you rather date someone who doesn't have any contacts saved on their phone, not even their parents?
I think the first one. The second one seems like a drifter or something.
Yeah, the second one feels very drug dealer-y, right? Feels very
do not have any
secretive.
No contacts to anyone?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, all those non-numbers, the non-numbers in my phone are people I don't want people to know.
Right. You don't want that name popping up.
Yeah. I can say that's Gary.
Yeah.
Is it Gary? Maybe it's Gary.
Have you ever switched someone's name so that they wouldn't pop up as their name?
No. I have done hide their alerts.
From specific people.
Specific people like doesn't show up on the front of my
phone.
Like
an ex or something?
If it's, especially if I'm like first starting dating someone and it's someone that's been like texting me for a long, you know.
Right.
So it's a girl that I have a history with, but I haven't like said to her like, hey, shut the fuck up. I got this other chick on, you know. I'm not going to deal with that until I have to deal with that.
Okay.
So I'll be like, yeah, I'll hide it. Plus, it makes me more attentive to like work stuff. So like if I'm writing or something.
That's fair.
I turn off the alerts because that person is someone that will distract me.
Distracting, yeah.
So I'll do that. But I mean, the number thing.
That's creepy, yeah.
If a number pops up on your.
The ringtone thing is also weird, but.
The ringtone thing is just, that's just an OCD person. Like that's, we're all dating people like that.
Well, is it like songs or is it like ringtones?
Jingles.
Yeah. Is it like the ones programmed in the phone or is it like.
The X is like
baby got back or something. Yeah.
I'm fine. As long as their phone ring isn't the alarm.
Oh,
that's so the annoying. Worst person. I was at a store.
Anyone who has a phone ring is kind of weird. Like put it on vibrate.
Oh, I mean, I go with the old school, the Apple one.
What do you mean? As your, it rings?
Yeah. When I ring,
I guess maybe people need to like reach you for shows or something.
I don't know. If my tone is on, I have that.
Oh no. If you have a tone on, I feel like most of the time it's on vibrate, is it not?
I have on silent. So a lot of times I don't get calls.
Okay.
But I was at this store. I'm like shopping. My favorite place to get shirts. Should I give them a plug? Should I let people know?
Do it.
I love Untucked.
Okay.
If
you hear that, Untucked?
You hear that, Untucked? We want some of your money. And I want free shit. They send me a lot of shit, actually.
Oh, that's nice.
It's for like, I'm a short torsoed, wide bodied guy. So you can
you
never
put that on your dating app.
Yeah, that's my bio.
Short torso, wide bod.
I have a barrel chest, so okay. It's tough to find t-shirts that are the right length. Untucked kills it. So, but I will say this: what was I even talking about? This must have been important.
Contacts, ringtones.
So I'm in Untucked.
Okay,
I'm buying a shirt there because I had to film something. They have like no brand on it, which is also a plus.
Okay.
Because when you tape something, they say, don't wear any logos. So I'm in there. This woman is in there. And her phone keeps going off. And I will play you what her phone ring is.
Let's okay?
Her phone ring.
You is, have it.
Here's her phone ring.
Hold it up to the mic.
You won't need it at the mic. It's going to play in a second. Okay? But her phone ring, and it went off once. And you're like, is she waking up now? Was this...
Oh my God.
That's her phone ring.
Do you in a hospital ER?
This is what I'm saying. This is my alarm.
That's also kind of an intense alarm.
Yeah, because I want to fucking wake up. I want to make it here for the, you know, the UUP podcast.
You wake up because you think there's a fire?
But then she stopped it. She picked up. She goes, hello. And then she hung up and she goes, oh, they must have. And then it rings again. And I was like, I would dump that person.
Sounds
so
like
fucking
she's like stealing from Untucked.
Yeah. And I looked at the people in the store. I go, can you imagine if your wife had that as a ringtone? And like the flamboyantly gay guy working there was like, I know.
Like, that's, all, that's a crazy ringtone.
Awful.
Terrible.
So.
Okay. So that you're out with deal breaker for that girl.
For that girl. Other also not,
normal rings, you're fine with.
Listen, if you see someone's number pop, if you see an unsaved number pop up in your boyfriend or girlfriend's phone, it better be fucking Uber.
Yeah.
Because then you got bigger issues.
Seriously. All right. Red flag or deal breaker? They get into fights with people in the comments section of celebrity Instagrams.
That's a red flag.
You're like, I get into fights with people in the comments of celebrity Instagrams.
No, it's a deal breaker. Like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I you're like war, invested in these relations. Yeah. Like, you're defending, like, Cardi B on her.
What do you think? Red flag, deal breaker?
Definitely a deal breaker.
Who's worse? Let's play who's worse.
Okay.
Gets in arguments with other fans of Cardi B in the comments, okay, or writes, you look amazing, Cardi, as if they know them.
Oh.
Who's worse?
Hmm. Fights.
The fights?
The fights. At least the other person's personal. Positive. They're just like a big fan. They're hoping. My little sister, I mean, granted, she was like 14 at the time. Sure. She used to tweet at Justin Bieber constantly. she would say it was her birthday every day. She eventually got retweeted by him.
Really?
It was the happiest day of her life. Granted, she's 14. I'm not trying to date her.
Sure.
But
this is a 30-year-old man.
Right.
Writes to The Rock every day.
We'd have to have a discussion.
Like, they're buddies.
We'd have to have a discussion about it. But I would still prefer that than him being like, what do you mean The Rock looks big in this picture? Like, fuck you, man.
Yes, all men.
He goes, what about you?
The worst person's the fight. Yeah. If you're getting in arguments with people.
Yeah.
Just if you're getting in arguments online in general.
Yeah, that means you're going to get into arguments with me.
Yeah, I get in arguments with people because they attack me personally.
That's different.
But like, I'm putting shit out there, so they're just attacking my, you know, life's
that's
work.
That's just the life of a celeb.
Yeah, listen. When you're living in the spotlight.
Exactly.
I can't even keep a straight face.
It gets over three figures of likes on every
picture.
That's
right. That's right, ladies. At Jared Freed. He, she eats popcorn one kernel at a time.
I guess neither, but it's creepy.
Creepy?
Yeah. Shove a handful in your mouth like the rest of us.
Well, this is the thing. Whoever does this will be disgusted by me.
That's true.
So if you do that, you know what I mean? So it's a red flag for me. I'm the deal breaker for them.
Right.
Because if they're going one kernel, they're looking at me going, you need to calm down. Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth probably eats one kernel at a time and she would not. I don't think I would pass.
If I ate that way, I would be 10 pounds.
Oh my God. Slow eaters. So I hate slow eaters because they eat for like the nourishment and they take their time.
Yeah.
I'm like done in like 10 seconds.
6 minutes. My family used to eat dinner.
Wow.
We used to start dinner and then I would look at the clock and I go, that was 6 fucking minutes.
Yeah. That's how you're really supposed to enjoy. And
it takes 10 minutes to realize you're full.
Yeah.
Red flag or deal breaker. Your boyfriend is really into mindfulness.
That'd be a red flag. I'm kind of into, I had a phase. I had a mindfulness phase. Yeah. I was super depressed. I'm going to be mind. I was like a meditating phase. I'm like, this will solve everything.
deal breaker for me.
Deal breaker.
Oh, they're going to go, you're going to put your phone away for an hour. Just let me fucking live.
I don't like phones at dinner. If they need it, it's fine. But like,
everyone deserves one phone break a date.
Fine. Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
Right.
Get your check-in.
If we're having dinner, I don't really need you to be like texting.
Sure.
Like,
I understand that. I mean, there's a level of respect.
Right.
But if you're lecturing me on like, hey, listen, these are worse than drugs now. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
Let me smoke my cigarette.
They buy very obviously fake luxury handbags and accessories and wear them with you out in public. It's like very obvious.
It's very obvious?
Yes. Got the Chanel bag, but there's like four C's instead of two.
It's a deal breaker.
You don't like when people do public things that are like very embarrassing for you.
Well, if she cares that much how people think, like, she could just get the bag she can afford.
Right. Get like a cheaper bag that's like a real bag.
Yeah.
It's not like you trying to be.
Well, it's like, yeah, like when I studied abroad in Italy, and the one thing you learn from Italians is they wear the shit out of their shit.
They do.
They have quality. Like one outfit that is beautiful and gorgeous, and they wear it seven different ways, like they're Mr. Potato Head.
Where'd you study?
Florence.
Same.
Really?
Oh my God. Look at Florence.
We also had 50,000 listeners that just went, same.
Florence.
I love Florence.
Me too. It's
big
great.
Fan. And Tico, no way. Oil shop. Shit. Look at
La
all these
Giostra.
People. I'm getting some Jewish girls wet right now. La Giostra. And he was a king, but he wasn't a king. You know, so I, and Faces, and that's a really old school reference. And Yob.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
the popcorn at Yob? Speaking of popcorn.
Was there popcorn? Maybe they got rid of that before.
When I was at Yob, they used to have popcorn.
Was it Yab or Yob?
It was You Are Beautiful.
Yeah.
So R-A-R-Yob.
Oh, fine. Yob. Whatever. So, my friends and I called it Yab.
Yeah.
Because we're annoying, like, Long Island girls.
And you called Target Tarjay.
Yab.
They had popcorn. Mm-hmm. This is when I really knew I was a fucking pig.
We're going to Aqua al Due.
Aqua al Due, blueberry steak, the whole deal. This got really inside, but we're at the end of this podcast. they used to have this popcorn out, and it was spicy popcorn, and it was so fucking good. And I would just give up on all talking to women, all talking to friends, all getting drunk, and I just post up and eat popcorn the whole fucking night to the point where there'd be a ring of popcorn around my feet.
Wow.
Just because I don't eat them one at a time.
Well, I was always too blackout to notice the popcorn.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between you and me. But yeah, I would say deal breaker. It's weird, especially for a guy.
His wallet is like Gucci.
Totally fake.
Totally fake.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, no.
Out.
Yeah, it says a lot about who you are.
You are not beautiful.
It says, one, you don't have a good eye for fashion.
Sure.
Two, it's very important to you.
That's the most important thing, is that it's important to the person.
It's important to you and you're not good at it. There's nothing worse than being with someone who is like a very big hobby or passion and they suck at it because it's awkward.
Tough to date that.
It's awkward.
Because you have to be like, you have to try and get the news to them and you try and it's just never going to be as said as hurtful as it needs to be said.
Yeah, you can't date that person. Anyway, that's our show.
That's it. Go tell a friend. Make it your screenshot it. Make it your Instagram story. Tell someone about this podcast. We want it bigger every week. And we'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.